Celtic heroes and musical legends on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte.
As long as I'm flying, that means that I'm free, out in the blackest light, heaven to me. Stars shine like diamonds in the black velvet night. I'm telling you true, 'tis a beautiful sight. And round about those stars are planets that spin, alliance and rebel, women and men. As long as I'm flying, that means that I'm free, out in the black is like heaven to me. Whatever your side, wherever you roam, there's room in the black that you can call home. Rovers and outlaws, companions and thieves, there's room in those skies for all who believe. As long as I'm flying, that means that I'm free, out in the black is like heaven to me. Went out and I answered the call. It led me out here to sing for you all. So pull me a beer, boys, let's toast to the black. As long as I'm flying, there's nothing I lack. As long as I'm flying, that means that I'm free, out in the black is like heaven to me. As long as I'm flying, that means that I'm free, out in the black is like heaven to me. As long as I'm flying, that means that I'm free, out in the black is like heaven to me.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic culture and change through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic geek musician and your guide to a kinder and happier world. Today's show is brought to you by my heroic Gunrunners on Patreon. These generous people pledge $10 per month so that I can keep creating music, podcasts, and live streaming video shows like Coffee with the Celt Father. Of course, you can support me for any amount. But these are my heroes, and I thank you so much. If you have any questions or comments or want to chat in the pub, email me. Use the hashtag PubSongs when talking about the show. We kicked off the show with a track from my album, As Long As I'm Flying. The album will be released as a physical CD once again, starting March 1st. So stay tuned for that. Now, last week, I raised the question on my Facebook page, who are your Celtic music heroes? What Celtic bands and musicians inspire you? Of course, there were quite a few who listed me because, after all, it is my page and I'm a musician, after all. But I also got a lot of great band suggestions. And in addition to playing my music this week, I'm going to highlight many of the bands that were suggested. I should point out that the bands that are played in this episode are here because there's a whole bunch of generous Celtic musicians who submitted their music to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. That's the other podcast I do. It's packed full of independent Celtic music every week, and it's a great show. I hope you will check it out. Go to CelticMusicPodcast.com to subscribe. There's a link in the show notes for that. All right, we're going to kick this show off with Screeched In. Tom Danger Speck, he performs the band Screeched In, and he listed four bands, which I don't think I have permission to play. Kilt, Spirit of the West, Great Big Sea, and Flogging Molly. So since I couldn't play any of them, I thought, well, I'll just play Screeched In because I love their music. They're awesome. If you haven't checked out this album, this is a fantastic album. Most of the tracks that I've heard off of it, I'm like, I love it. Mostly traditional, but really great performances. Here's Eyes Abye by Screeched In. Yeah!
Circle. whatever you flick. Cake and tea for supper, codfish in the spring of the year, fried an agate bud. Hit your partner Sally to go, hit your partner Sally Brown, go with Willie Morton's barber all around the circle. Go!
That was Nua with Happy Cammy Drammy Birthday from their album Bold. Marla W. Recommended that. She also suggested Cody and Tim Kaysan, Jack Sharon, East Pointers, Nua, of course, from Toronto, Ten Strings and a Goat from Prince Edward Island. I've heard great things about that band, too. And Andrea Beaton from Cape Breton. So some more great suggestions. Carol Burrill is one of my heroic gun runners, and I thank you so much for all your generous support of my music, Carol. She suggested Sire and Stout Pounders. I think I played Sire in the last episode, or really recently. So I'd say that this time I'm going to play Stout Pounders. This is one of the tracks that caught my attention. It's from their album Three Drinks Minimum. It's called Run, Patty, Run.
Happened to Gallifrey. Travels through time's face. Doctor of Gallifrey sometimes regenerates. Doctor of Gallifrey, doesn't that scarf get hot, or does it get in the way? Have a jelly baby, oh Doctor of Gallifrey. Take on the Cybermen and be he not afraid. And as with Microsoft, avoid the upgrade. They will delete or possibly something worse, just like the Borg from that other universe. Silence attack again, Doctor of Gallifrey. Daleks are back again, Doctor of Gallifrey. If there's no handicap ramp, they will exterminate, wipe them from time itself. It's Doctor of Gallifrey. Rose is the bad wolf, Susan will keep her wits. K-9's a robot, Harry has big eyes. River's reverse, Captain Jet goes every way. Here's to companions of Doctor of Gallifrey. Martha's a doctor too, Doctor of Gallifrey. Zoe's as smart as you, Doctor of Gallifrey. Jamie, where's your trousers? I think that they are in the way. Please take me with you, a Doctor of Gallifrey.
Yes, Carol also recommended that track from my album Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. All right, Celia G suggested Patrick Ball. Celtic Granny said Three Pints Gone. And I love this band. I met them at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival years and years ago. I think it was 2001. And they were absolutely brilliant. And I have loved their music ever since. This is from their live album, Live at the Shamrock Club. It is Sky Boat Song. Let me know what you think.
Speed bunny boat like a bird on the wing. Onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunderclaps rend the air. Stand by the shore, baffle our foes, follow, they wouldn't dare. Speed bunny boat, like a bird on the wing. Sailors cry, carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Through the waves leap, soft shall ye sleep, oceans are royal bed. Rocked in the deep, Laura will keep watch o'er your weary head.
Speed bunny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king.
Many's a lad fought on that day. Well, the claymore could wield. When the night came, silent they lay, dead on Culloden's field.
Speed bunny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky.
Earned are our homes, exile and death, scatter the loyal men.
yet or the sword.
Cool in the sheath, Charlie will come again.
Speed, Bonnie, boat, like a bird on the wing. Onward, the sailors cry.
Carry the lad that's born to be king. Over the sea to sky.
Christopher S. said Darby O'Gill. Betty Lambert suggested the Young Dubliners, Wicked Tinkers, and Bad Haggis. All fantastic bands. Bad Haggis, I just realized after looking this up that they have several albums beyond Trip, which I have never had submitted to me. I'm very bummed by that. But here's Bad Haggis with the B-52 from their album Trip. Is this podcast good enough to share with a friend? Is it remarkable enough? I don't know. This is one of the questions that's been filling my head. If you're new to the podcast, this is where I get to chat about things that that I love. Just to chat about, I'm thinking about. And because I'm a musician, and I've been trying to, you know, make my way for a long time. I've been playing music. I think I really kicked it off in 1999 with the Brobdingnagian Bards. But I think I started in 1997 was when I really took that first plunge, said, I want to be a musician. And I started really digging down into it and learning what I needed to do with it. But over the years, I've been looking and studying and trying to understand what it is that makes something stand out, make it something remarkable. I don't know if I still have an answer, but I think about my own music. You know, I got started playing traditional Irish and Scottish songs. It's one of the reasons why I host the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and most of the bands in this show are Celtic bands. But those are not the music, the songs that for me have really made an impact. When I was playing at the Brobdingnagian Bards, we had a few traditional that were really popular, but my solo stuff, not so much. Most of the stuff has been my geeky sci-fi drinking songs. If you check out my Spotify page, we have, what is it? Okay, there's one that's The Widow and the Devil, which is a folk song from, I'm drawing a blank on the writer, Mick, I forget his name. But Mick Ryan, I think his name is. And fantastic song. But then we have Doctor of Gallifrey, which I played earlier, and Reavers, Malcolm Reavers. All these geeky songs, and it's not all the music that I do, but I do have quite a bit of geeky songs. Plus, there's a whole bunch of traditional stuff, and then just some regular folk songs with folky contemporary songs that I create. And each one, I've been looking at what makes them remarkable, what makes them something that you would get so excited to share. And that's one of the reasons why I asked this question about the, you know, Celtic heroes and musical legends, who are your favorites? Because, you know, it brings up, what is it about these bands that makes them stand out? And I think about it, Great Big Sea has, from what I understand, like, I never saw them live, but I heard they were a big jam band. Flogging Molly is it's a rockin', it's like the Pogues contemporized, you know, it's just Celtic punk rock, which is, you know, very popular. And, you know, rock music fits in the heart of pretty much every American, at least, because it's what we were raised on in some form or fashion. Nua is, they have this very contemporary Celtic sound, which is just engaging. It just gets under your skin. Stout Pounders, a fun Celtic band. Three Pints Gone again, you know, powerful vocals. Wicked Tinkers again. Okay, there we go. And Bad Haggis. So we're talking bagpipes and bagpipes and rock is pretty much how I would put them together. Same with the Young Dubliners, which are again Celtic punk. These are all things that stand out that make them. You'll want to talk about them because when you think of Celtic music, more than likely you're going to think first thing about traditional Irish and Scottish music. So reels and jigs, that's like the first thing that comes to mind. But then all of a sudden you have, in the case of these Celtic rock bands, I noticed quite a few Celtic rock bands on this list. David Garland mentions Emerald Rose and Dropkick Murphys. And again, it's all about rock. People feel close to that, and so combining those two does something in my music. The vast majority of my music, I aim for a Celtic feel, but then I contemporize it with rhythm. So that's, I once called it rhythm and folk. So it's got a little bit of rhythm and blues, but it's not quite blues per se. It's more folk. But it's got a rhythm, great rhythm to the music. I don't know if the first track there that I played is a good example. Actually, maybe I'll go and do is I'm going to put in Name on My Soul right coming up right after this so that you can hear the type of stuff that I'm working on, which is it's a bit more contemporary sounding. In this case, it's probably not so much Celtic, At least not until we add the fiddle, which we're going to do with my band Kilted Kings when we go to the beach for St. Patrick's Day. We're playing down there in a couple weeks, and we'll be picking it up. So speaking of the name on my soul, I'm actually getting ready. I think the first show that I'll be selling a new CD cover for that album. It'll be coming out later in March. So stay tuned for that. I hope you love it. All right, let's kick into this. Here's Name on My Soul by Kilted Kings.
Name on my soul.
Stephen H., he suggested The Chieftains and Silly Wizard. Two fantastic. Now, Chieftains, of course, have been around forever. They are, you know, trad music, but they've also done a lot of working with other artists. So they did a couple albums that were basically country albums, having country artists singing on these traditional songs. Silly Wizard, you know, Scottish band. Andy M. Stewart, I think, was the singer of Silly Wizard. And there's a lot of famous people that came out of that band as well. Emerald Rose was a big fan of those. David Garland, he suggested Emerald Rose. And in fact, I'm going to play a track which probably might make you think a little bit of Silly Wizard. This is Hills of America by Emerald Rose from their album Celtic Crescent.
Look away to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home.
Did I live in the lands of my fathers, working the soil that was passed down to me. The famine and hardship could never defeat us. The crown took our land and our right to be free.
Look away to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away, to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home.
I cannot look back as they weigh up the anchor. Sorrow in parting, but hope on the wind. In the eyes of my wife and the eyes of our people, courage rekindled, our journey begins.
Look away to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home.
They say there's a land to the west of the sunset, where hills are like emeralds, streams run with gold, where a man's hope and sweat can earn him his vision. No child cries in hunger or dies from the cold.
Look away to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home. Look away to the hills of America. West of the sunset, we're destined to roam. Look away to the hills of America. Soon we will call them the sweet hills of home.
Heather will fade, I bracken will die. streams will run cold and clear by the small birds they'll be going. For it's then that you'll be knowing that the terror time is here. Woods give no shelter, by the trees they are bare. Snow's lying all around, for the young children are crying for the bed in which they're lying. It's frozen to the ground. And when you need the warmth of your own humankind, you're no nearer town, and then, oh, the sight of you's offending. The police, they soon are sending, and you're on the road again.
Are done, and the farmer doesn't need you, and the council when I meet you, and you're on the road again. Heather will fade, I bracken will die, the streams will run cold and by the small birds they'll be going, for it's then that you'll be knowing that the terror time is
Harry W. suggested the Brobdingnagian Nagian Bards, my other band, the Chieftains, and Old Blind Dogs. That was who you just heard with Terror Time from Four on the Floor. David S., he recommended the Pogues, Flogging Molly, and the Tossers. He's going for the Celtic rock, punk rock stuff. Then Russ Radley, the Larkins and the Moraines. I am not familiar with... there's a Larkins band, but I'm not sure if it's the same one. It seems like it's a little bit different. And the Moraines, I have no clue. I'm not familiar with them at all. But I'm assuming they are a more Celtic rock artist. Now, I'm enjoying actually posting. You know, I've been trying to get these pub songs feedback, the pub chat. And over on my Facebook page, I finally had some people responding to some of these questions. One of them was a math question. And I think I was trying to figure out what are the odds that if I roll a die 20-sided dice... die, and then you roll a 20-sided die, what are the odds what is the percentage that your roll will be higher than mine? That was one of like three different questions I asked. If you have an answer to that question, go post it in the show notes at pubsong.com. All right, Sylvia Da Costa, she recommended Brobdingnagian Bards and Dave the Bard. Dave the Bard is out of England, and he's got a big pagan following, and I love some of his music. We're going to start it off with his track, Antlered Crown and Standing Stone. It's from his same titled album. Then we're going to play Brobdingnagian Bard's Lily the Pink from Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales.
within the leaves. I'm the voice within the trees. I am boy, I am man, the face of the changing land. And I have been your constant guide from your caves on the mountainside. We have walked hand in hand, and everywhere that I have been, my passing turns the gray to green. The birds sing to the dawn, and the land has awoken, and oh my lady lays with me, and our love weaves a tapestry. Eternal threads unbroken. I am lover, I am father, I am hornet, god and king. I'm the life in all of nature that is reborn every spring. Call of stag and cry of eagle, I am child of to be born again. But don't you cry and don't you grieve, for soon the wild hunt I will lead on the night of Samhain. I am lover, I am father, I am hornet, god and king. I'm the life in all of that is reborn every spring. Call of stag and cry of eagle, I am child of Barleycorn, and I am the antlered crown and standing storm. Sky is grey, where am I this winter's day? Bones of trees, fallen leaves, the time of the winter queen. But through the wind and snow and rain, know that a part of me remains. Holly stands evergreen.
A little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. meet Ebenezer, thought he was Julius Caesar. So they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound. And now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Meet Johnny Hammer, had such a terrible stammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddy Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
I do love this longer form podcast that I've created here. I can do whatever I want. It's the great thing about podcasts. You can do whatever you want. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, which is the other show I do, it's an hour long show typically. Now, the 400th episode is coming up, and it's going to be a 3-hour special, St. Patrick's Day special. But in general, it's a 1-hour show, and I like sticking to that 1-hour show format. But this one, I feel like it's only coming out every other week. I can do as much or as little as I want. I don't know how long this is going to end up, but we'll see. Eddie Friend, he posted on, responded to my question. He said, "Enter the Haggis, the Fighting Jamesons, and Gaelic Storm." Gaelic Storm is awesome, and I love Enter the Haggis. It's like some of their tracks. The Fighting Jamesons, they just submitted to my podcast not too long ago, so I'm still not super familiar with their music. But I do have some Gaelic Storm. This is Kiss Me, I'm Irish from Bring Your Willies.
Old songs and old stories, they keep us alive. Without our past, we would never survive. I am my island, my island is me. So you know what you can do if you don't like what you see. Kiss me, I'm Irish, I am the wild rose. They are smiling, and I'm seldom sober. I like my whiskey lucky as me, take a chance and kiss me, I'm Irish. My heart beats a jig and me blood it flows green. I've been a rogue and a rambler from ocean to sea, and I like a bevy now and then, that I'll never deny. But I only drink on the days of the week that end with a Y. I'm no saint, I'm no sinner, of that there's no doubt. I'll tell you the truth, I am the one that your grandmother warned you about. Kiss me, I'm Irish, I am the wild rover. My eyes, they are smiling, and I'm seldom sober. I like my whiskey, and I love to dance. As lucky as me, take a chance and kiss me, I'm Irish. Dublin, Milwaukee, Cleveland and Cork, Kerry, Chicago, Omaha, New York, Belfast and Boston, Donegal and D.C. Raise your glasses and sing, sing, sing with me.
Gasoline, I'm petrified, I don't wanna hide it anymore. does it mean? He said, cousin, trust me, gasoline.
There was Enter the Haggis with one of my favorite tracks of theirs, Gasoline, from Casualties of Retail. Maureen Davis, she recommended Celtic Thunder, and Celtic Woman. Shannon Palmer suggested Clannad, and I absolutely love Clannad. They've gone the gamut of music. So they started off very traditional Irish, and that's how I found them. Dulamon, Dulamon, dun, 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 brilliant. Eleanor Plunkett, I learned that song from them. Wonderful, wonderful musicians. And of course, that's all the family of Enya's family, the Brennans. Moira Brennan, I don't remember all the name of the entire family, but they are all out of County Donegal. Got to go to their pub a few years back on the Celtic invasion of Donegal. I do want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the Pub Songs podcast? How has this show inspired you? Send a written comment along with any pictures to Mark at markgun.com. Use the hashtag Pub Songs in the subject of your email or any posts on social media. And if you are a Celtic band and you would like your music played on this podcast or the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, it will go potentially go to either. This one is my personal one, so I will do whatever I want to do. But the other one will probably get you featured for sure. Go to 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. Let's continue on with this. Karen Cox, she suggested me, my music, and Celtic Woman, and Patty Roberson said me as well. So I decided to play my song, Nancy Whiskey. It's from my St. Patrick's Day album, since it's coming up.
I'm a weaver, a Celt and weaver. I'm a rash and a roving blade. I've got silver in my pocket, and I follow the roving trade. As I come in by Glasgow City, Nancy Whiskey I chanced to smell. So I went and sat down beside her. 7 long years I loved her well. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teachings. Nancy soon had me beguiled. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. I'll go back to the Calton even. I'll surely make the shuttles fly. I'll make more at the Calton weaving than ever I did in the roving way. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, home. Come all you weavers, you Calton weavers, all you weavers, where you be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. She'll ruin you as she ruined me. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Thank you.
That was Lunasa with Sinead Mora from Kass. And that was a suggestion by David Mitchell. He recommended Lunasa and Solas. Ed Powell recommended Barney McKenna, Dropkick Murphys, and Flogging Molly. It's funny. All these bands, I find it interesting. Okay, so I grew up, before I really started playing Celtic music, I got my first, started playing guitar and wanted to be a musician a long time back. Okay, I wanted to be Elvis Presley growing up. But in the mid-90s, I started my first band. The band was called Skander, and I generically called it punk rock, but it was sort of a, you know, because it's basically the three-chord structure, maybe a little bit more than that, because my bassist also played keyboards and did some wild, crazy stuff on there. But what I was doing was basically, it was basically generic punk, and not that good, I will say. But I might have played it on this podcast before. You can hear for yourself. But nevertheless, the band was called Skander, and it was basically punk. And then I went into a metal period, and then finally I came across folk, where I started actually writing, I felt like, good songs. So I find it intriguing that there's so many people on my Facebook page who are responding to my comments and are saying these Celtic rock bands or Celtic punk bands. And I find it interesting and amusing, but also because I've always felt like I play the auto harp like a punk rock artist. I beat the heck out of that instrument. It's just a, I've never really, trying to be a delicate player has never been my strong suit. I just play hard and fast, and so I break a lot of strings, and it's one of the running jokes and when people see me perform. How many strings have you broken today? Well, there you go. All right, let's continue on. Tammy Keane says Leahy out of Canada. Mandy Peterson says Off Kilter. There's a lot of bands that I just haven't heard. I know of them, like Off Kilter, but I've never really heard their music. Barney McKenna, I've never heard either. Amy Montedoro, she suggested Clancy Brothers and Tullamore. Of course, the Clancy Brothers are sort of the quintessential American-Irish band. I say American because it's America. When they moved to America, that's when the music really started taking off, and they found their fans. They were all Irish fans, and they are Irish, you know, from Ireland. But yeah, they were basically an Irish-American band. Per se there. Tullamore, of course, they come out of Kansas City. They have an album out called Wild and Wicked Youth, and they take a nice, cool twist in this performance of The Ballad of Jack Dolan, a.k.a. The Wild Colonial Boy. Here's Tullamore.
Castlemaine. He was his father's only hope, his mother's pride and joy, and dearly did his parents love that wild colonial boy. 'Twas scarcely 16 years of age when he left his native home, and to Australia's sunny climes a bushranger he roamed. He robbed them wealthy squatters and their stock he didn't destroy. A terror to Australia was that wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains. 'Twas 1861 began his wild career. With a heart that knew no danger, no foeman did he fear. He robbed a beach with mail coach and held up Judge McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to that wild colonial boy. One misty autumn morning, as old Jack he rode along, while listening to the little birds their pleasant laughing song, up rode a band of troopers, Kelly, Davis, and Fitzroy, riding up to capture him, that wild colonial boy.
So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn the living slavery, bound down in iron chains.
Surrender now, Jack Dolan, for you see we're 3-1. Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long. Jack took two pistols off his belt and he shook him up on high. I'll fight but not surrender, cried that wild colonial boy. He fired at Trooper Kelly and it brought him to the ground. And in return from Davis he received a fatal wound. All shattered through the jaw he lay, still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, that wild colonial boy.
So come along, we hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains. So come along, we hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains.
Say it's all right, and we'll fight, and we'll fight. 'Cause I can feel, and your love for me is not real. And we don't love each other, but we always play, day after day now. If you say it's okay, day after day. Say it's okay, 'cause I can feel, and your love for me is not real. And we don't love each other, but we always play. Say it's okay, we'll make love and we'll play. Night after night, if you say it's alright, and we'll fight and we'll fight. 'Cause I can feel, and your love for me is not real. We don't love each other, but we always play, day after day. Say it's okay, day after day. If you say it's okay, day after day. If you say it's okay, day after day. If you say it's okay, 'cause I can feel, and your love for me is all real, and we don't love each other, but we always play.
Should point out that I don't know if that was the same Tullamore. There's another Tullamore Celtic band out there, but I'm assuming this is the one she was referring to. Kirsten Dinker, she recommended Run Rig, Brian McNeil, who played with the Battlefield Band, I believe, Backbush, and Tears for Beers. So she was probably on mp3.com years ago. And that's where I found Tears for Beers. A long time ago, they had You Jacobites by Name and Day After Day, the track you just heard. I put it on my compilation CD, The Secret World of Celtic Rock, and I'm glad I did, because the band, as far as I know, is no longer performing. Kirsten, you let me know if that's still the case. You can post in the comments at pubsong.com for show number 178. And no sooner had I finished this podcast and I went looking for URLs for various bands, I come across Tears for Beers, and apparently they're performing again. They have three albums that are out. This track is not on any of them, as far as I can tell. But there you go. The band's still performing. Check them out. Follow the link in the show notes. Amy Varin, she suggested Alan Stivell, and Aaron Diello says The Sweet Sorrows. Tagged that band too. I'm not familiar with them. All right, upcoming shows. Coffee with the Celt Fathers every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company is on Friday, March 8th at 7:30 p.m. That's going to be my St. Patrick's Day show there. On March 10th, that's going to be my free St. Patrick's Day Celt Father evening show. It's on YouTube. It is 100% free. If you want to do song requests, I'm going to set a price for the song request this time. I don't know exactly what that's going to be, but go on over to my YouTube page, youtube.com/MarkGunn, and you can follow me there, and you'll see the St. Patrick's Day show, plus the Coffee with the Celt Father show. On March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, I'll be celebrating my birthday. That is, March 17th is my birthday. I'll be celebrating it with my band Kilted Kings. We're going to be performing at the Hangout in Gulf Shores, Alabama, right there on the beach. It's going to be awesome. And finally, Sherwood Forest Fair is outside of Austin, Texas. I'll be there for the weekends of March 23rd and 30th. So that's the first one. 23rd is a three-day weekend. I think it's the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So I hope you can come out for all 3 days. And there will be a Brobdingnagian Bards reunion on those as well. The Pub Songs podcast is listener-supported. Your generous pledge of as little as $1 or more per month allows me to create music, podcasts, and live videos for your enjoyment. Special thanks to my newest patrons, Tina R., Kimberly K., UT Scott, and a big thanks to River G. and Paige, who raised their pledge this month. So thank you all so much for your support. We're going to finish up the show From my album, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, this is Raise a Glass in Parting, me singing with Jamie Hauser. I hope you had a wonderful time, enjoyed the show, and maybe found a few new bands to check out on whatever streaming site you frequent. Of course, make sure you follow me on Spotify. Thanks so much for listening. Sláinte.
Time will come for leaving. I know you cannot stay. But later for the grieving, you're here with me today. I'd rather tend my garden than wander down the road. And so I beg your pardon, I will not share your load. Parting is sweet sorrow, or so the ballads say. But that is for tomorrow when you go on your way. I'll share with you my finest wine and mushrooms from the glen. The last time that we two shall dine till you come back again. I hope it brings you pleasure, whatever 'tis you lack. For me, the greatest treasure is seeing you come back. So raise a glass in parting, but grant me just one boon. Although your trip's just starting, say it is ending soon.
Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.